Well, you know, it's a team game, and certainly we shouldn't have been, leaving it up to that particular situation. So, you know, we were fortunate to get, really the defensive turnover there late. We just came up short. You know, we have opportunities to make plays, and we're just not making enough of them. And, just too inconsistent throughout the day to really put enough points on the board. Who knows? We have an offense with them in the game and without them in the game. So, guys go in and out, and you lose guys over the course of a game, and you got to be able to adjust. So, I'm sure he's not going to be the only one we lose this year at some point. But we got to figure out a way to, still move the ball effectively throughout the course of the game enough where we can, score more than whatever 18 points. No, I mean, I think it played out, a lot of the way that we thought it would play out. They got a good defense, and they certainly put a lot of pressure on you to make good plays, and they really don't give you easy ones. And, we made some, we just didn't make enough at the end of the day.
How does the decision come from in that situation to say, okay, 42 yards is close enough, you have to need to fall back, but even so, you have an opportunity, in theory, to move a little closer?
Yeah. It's just a decision coach makes, and I think we're a little closer. We had a penalty there that moved us back five more, which, penalties and hurt us a few times today. But like I said, offensively, it's when you don't play well and you don't play consistently, if you're not going to get a big play, then you got to drive the ball, and you can't drive the ball if you're always, two steps forward, one step back. And that's the way it felt today. It felt like we'd get the drive going and then be a negative play, and then, we'd be forced to, try to make a miraculous play to get back on track. And, it just wasn't, a very good day in that sense.
When you guys are in your two receiver sets and you have Julian out there, Edelman, what does he bring to that position that, makes the offense effective?
Julian's been very consistent over the course of the entire season, so... he's getting opportunities to be out there and make certain plays, and I got to find ways to continue to get those guys the ball. So, we got a good group at receiver, got a good group of tight ends. We've hopefully have a better offense than the way we played today. We just didn't play consistently.
What are your thoughts on Wes breaking the franchise record? Obviously, not winning effort, which you prefer.
Well, he's a phenomenal player, and when he makes plays, it really sparks our whole offense. So, he made a bunch of them today, and, that's what we need. So we just got to do a little bit more to get the ball in the end zone.
Tom, are you on board with Julian playing ahead of Wes?
Like I said, we got those three guys rotate a lot, so... there's plays that, Julian's in there for. There's a lot of plays that Wes is in there for. I love both those guys, and they both work really hard. And, that's always the coach's decision on who's out there. It's not really my decision.
So on game ends like this, is there anything you feel you need to say
No, I mean, you miss kicks, you throw interceptions, you fumble the ball, you miss tackle. I mean, over the course of a long season, those things happen. But, there's not one play that, lost the game. We did a lot of things that, allowed us to lose this game. We had a lot of opportunity out there to make more plays than we did. And hopefully it never comes down to a 42-yard field goal at the end. Hopefully we do a much better job on offense so, it's not that kind of game at the end. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.